I know you all know my story, so I'm not going to dwell on that story. You've heard it, right?
No.
No? No. Okay, jeez. Okay, we fled Liberia. My wife and I fled Liberia in 1990. The war started in 1989, December 25th, and we fled September. Anyway, the peacekeeping force arrived, and they told Liberians who wanted to leave the country to get on board that ship, and it was a cargo vessel, not cabins, no cabins, cargo vessel, you know what I mean? That means they're only out in the open. It took us 3 days to get on board that ship, because the line was almost a mile long. We got to the port Friday at 9:45 a.m., and we finally got on board the ship 10:15 p.m. Sunday. And I think we were the third to the last that it stopped. So, in fact, had we not been holding hand, they would have chosen her and left me behind. Because the guy hit her and said, "You go on board." And then she tried going. I said, "Oh, no. Look." And then he saw that both of us had our hand in hand. He said, "Okay, you go too." So we got on board the ship. Another person got on board and it stopped it. Where we were going, we didn't know. Little did we know that the elderly people that got on board the ship would not make it. And so they had to dump them overboard.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah. And I thank God every day for my mom. Because the night before we left, we prayed about it and we decided we were leaving. And that morning we got up to leave, my mom said, "The Lord didn't lead me. I'm not going anywhere." I said, "The Lord did lead you. Look at the ship." And I'm trying to convince her, "The Lord brought the ship." She said, "No." And I'm so happy I didn't convince her, because she would have been one of those that we would have had to dump overboard. She lives in Montana today. She's happily living in Montana, as a matter of fact. Montana grows on you. So we went into Ghana, and as soon as I landed into Ghana, I was hospitalized for 1 week from dehydration, malaria, starvation. I was 90 pounds. My wife was 87. And we stayed there for about 2-3 months, and then my wife said, "You know, let's go to Montana." I said, "Where is that?" And believe me, now I'm a political science student. I thought I knew everything about everything. And she said, "In America." I said, "There's no Montana in America." She said, "Yes, I went to school there. My wife went, she came here as an African exchange student and went to Helena High. But we had to register as refugees and all of that. We went through the process." And so when people talk about that process, they have no freaking clue the torture it is. It took me 2 years and 7 months to go through that process. We got to the airport, man. It was like a foreign dignitary visiting Montana, Helena. The Carroll College people had all their dignitaries there. Helena High School had their people there. The church had their people. And I'm like, all this for me? This refugee from Liberia? Well, that's the heart you have. Spread it. That's the Montana way. We're not ashamed to show love. I don't want you to ever be ashamed to show love. Because it's always been shown to me. I'm so thankful for this community. I'm so thankful for this state. I'm so thankful to the people of Montana. You have warm hearts. Keep it that way.